let's check in with Jason Nathanson, ABC News entertainment correspondent in Los Angeles, where all those movies and TV shows are made. And Jason, a big one's opening this weekend, and he's back. I'm afraid to say his name, though.
You can say it twice, and he won't appear. And that's the title of the movie is actually Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. So don't say it one more time, or he will appear. Or you could say it three times, because I think people want him to appear, right? They want to see Beetlejuice, so say it as many times as you want. And this is a movie that's been 36 years in the making. The original came out in 1988. Tim Burton introduced us to this wild, magical, mystical world of the undead that was just so cool and original and so fresh. And this one, you have Michael Keaton, obviously, is back as Beetlejuice. And you have Winona Ryder, who originally was the surly, angsty teen in the original film. Now she's grown up. She's got a surly, angsty teen of her own, played by Jenna Ortega. Catherine O'Hara is back as her stepmother as well. And then you also have some new characters. Justin Theroux plays Winona Ryder's fiance. Monica Bellucci plays Beetlejuice's ex-wife. And so
Wait a minute. Did you say Beetlejuice has an ex-wife?
Yes. Yeah, he has an ex-wife, and you get the whole backstory in there as well. Here's the thing, though. I loved the original movie, right? It was so great. I was 11, I think, when it came out. I saw it in theaters, then saw it so many times after that, again, on cable, and rented it, Blockbuster, and, you know, it was fantastic. Going back to that world, there's always a danger there that it's going to feel nostalgic. And unfortunately, this does, but not for me in a great way, because the enemy of originality and freshness and surprise is nostalgia. And in the original film, all this new stuff that you'd never seen before, the world of the undead, you know all the rules now. So when they're in the waiting room and they just die, we've seen that before. Right? We've seen the sandworms before. There's a big musical number, you know, kind of like the Deo scene in the original one. And it just feels like I've seen this before, which, you know, it didn't work for me because I never felt surprised. Michael Keaton is great as Beetlejuice. He's always a lot of fun and he's doing his best here. Catherine O'Hara steals every scene she's in. Justin Theroux is pretty fun as well. The Monica Bellucci, Beetlejuice's ex-wife, whole plot line could be literally lifted out of the movie and we'd never know it was there. It's so kind of disconnected from the rest of everything else. It makes no sense to me.
I was surprised to hear that in the first movie, Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice was only in, 17, 18 minutes. Is he in just a limited amount of this film?
No, I think there's a lot more of him. For me, it took a little too long to get to him and Winona Ryder's character together and get them into the world of the undead. That's what you're waiting for. And when that starts, that's when the movie kind of picks up a little bit. I actually did not know that he was only in 17 or 18 minutes of the original one, because that's surprising as well. He's in a lot more of this one. But again, it's like when the Rolling Stones come out with a new album, you listen to it and you go, okay, that was fine. I'm going to go back and listen to the stuff from the 60s and 70s. You'll have a better time watching the original as far as I'm concerned. For me, it's a 6.3 out of 10. That said, I did see it in a screening with a lot of people, fans, like a fan screening. It wasn't just critics. And they were all dressed up and they're all very excited. They seemed to be having a good time. I don't know if they loved it. I don't know if they had a great time, but they seemed to be having fun. And from what I've seen from the audience review scores on Rotten Tomatoes, people seem to be liking it a lot more than I did. So my hope is that you go and have fun and enjoy it. I always want people to enjoy their time in the theater. Just for me, it didn't work.
We're talking with Jason Nathanson. He is the ABC News entertainment correspondent. And Jason, what about Reagan? I've talked to a lot of people. They've seen the movie. They loved it. They love Dennis Quaid.
Interesting. I hated it. And I seem to be in line with a lot of the critics. On Rotten Tomatoes, it is 21% fresh rated from critics. It is 98% fresh rated from audiences. So there's a huge disparity there.
Wow.
And I get that. And we see that a lot often in faith-based films that are usually made for a particular audience. It's not going to be something that, you know, 90% of people are going to go see, but that hardcore 10% is going to go see. And I think this is made for that hardcore 10% of conservatives and Reagan fans. And taking politics out of it, it's not the politics of the movie that I have any problem with, although it is hagiography. I mean, it really makes Reagan look like the second coming. But to me, it was just a poorly made movie. It looks like it was shot on an iPhone. It felt very low quality. I thought Dennis Quaid was like an SNL version of Ronald Reagan.
You're kidding.
Yeah, there's this weird framing of it's told through the eyes of a former KGB agent who never existed, played by John Voight with a very thick Russian accent. And it's all about, it's framed as Reagan fighting communism throughout his whole life and wanting his whole goal and his whole life basically was to take down Russia from the early days of the 50s straight through his presidency. That was the one big driver in his life. It's an interesting kind of thought game there to go with something like that. But for me, overall, it just felt like a Hallmark movie, not like a Hollywood movie. I would like to see a high quality version of the Reagan story. I think he's a fascinating character, a fascinating person, and a fascinating president. But for me, that was a 3.4 out of 10.
And you wouldn't have Dennis Quaid play him in your version?
Probably not.
Okay. All right, let's turn to streaming. I love Nicole Kidman, and she's got a new Netflix. Is it a series or is it a single film?
Yeah, it's a series. And this is kind of a cottage industry that she has been a part of now. Murder Mysteries, where she plays kind of a wealthy woman at the center of things. And this is the latest of that. It's adapted from a book that was pretty popular. It's called The Perfect Couple. Nicole Kidman and Liev Schreiber star as a wealthy couple on Nantucket. Their son is getting married at the family compound, and it's a wedding weekend, and somebody shows up dead.
Oh, no.
And they have to figure out what happened. Was this a murder? And then, you know, all the lies and the sex and everything starts to unravel. This is a highly bingeable series. It was made to be binged. It's fun. It's campy. It's very summery, so it's... I'm kind of sad. Actually, it's coming at the end of summer, where I know it doesn't feel like summer for a lot of people. They call things a beach read. I believe the book was probably a beach read. I think this is like a beach series. It's a little cheesy in parts and it doesn't always work, but when it does, it's fun. I'm halfway through it. I'm binging it. I'm looking forward to finding out who did it. It was a 7.2 out of 10 for me.
It's always fun to go to a wedding when you don't have to bring a gift. All right.
That's true.
Finally, Jason, this I think is fascinating because years ago, Muhammad Ali, believe it or not, had to do a comeback. I mean, we think of him as the boxer of all time, but they've now put together a film based on a real life story.
Yeah, this is actually, it's a series and it's on Peacock. It's called Fight Night, The Million Dollar Heist. And it's set, it says it's based on a true story, but it's like loosely based on a true story. And it's not necessarily about Muhammad Ali, but it takes place at this time in Atlanta in 1970 when he is doing a comeback and focuses on a hustler known as Chicken Man, played by Kevin Hart. He has a party celebrating Muhammad Ali's return and a wealthy crowd at the party, and then an armed robbery takes place. So that's kind of like the setting of everything. And then you have Samuel L. Jackson, Don Cheadle, Taraji P. Henson, Terrence Howard, a great cast here. 4 episodes of that are on Peacock. It is streaming now. I didn't get a chance to see it, unfortunately, but it's getting decent reviews.
So if you don't want to go to the movies, it sounds like you can stay at home and stream some at least interesting series. Jason Nathanson from ABC, I can't thank you enough for joining us this morning.
Sure thing. Take care.